Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The hearings regarding Judge Kavanaugh began in the Senate last week, and a vote will soon take place before the full United States Senate. This is a historic moment in America and for the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the hearings last week, Matt, they began with the opening statement of Judge Kavanaugh. We know from reading some of his material, in fact, you were the individual who brought this up, the statement he made, the speech he gave in September of 2017 really lays out his judicial philosophy. And in sum, it's very simple, that a judge should interpret the law, not make the law. And that really is the issue of the controversy that's at play here. Some want judges, particularly the Supreme Court, to make the law when they don't have the political power to pass legislation to achieve their particular agenda, while many of us want the judge to do what a judge is supposed to do, and that is just simply interpret the law that Congress has put before you or that the people have put before you in the form of the Constitution of the United States of America.
That's right, and that's why we're seeing such unstatesmanlike reaction on the part of the anti-Kavanaugh crowd. They recognize that Obergefell and other kind of activist agenda were pushed through via judicial fiat, and that's what they want to see happen. They want liberal activists on the court who will push their radical social engineering because they can't get it passed through the constitutional way through legislation. So recognizing that soon to be, hopefully, Justice Kavanaugh will interpret the law as a textualist and an originalist, that does not bode well for the left-wing social activism.
Right. You know, we talked about this earlier. I mean, think about the stress, the pressure he is under. Here he is wanting to do the job, go by the job description, but yet there's those who oppose him wanting to do his job. They want him to do something else, that is make the law.
They want to change the job description.
Right.
The job description they want is for a judge to be an activist, to ultimately vote in the way that they want the judge to vote.
In the middle of the interviewing process, can you imagine applying for a job and say, well, no, we're going to change the job description on you.
And we don't like it because you're following the job
description. That's
right. And the job description of judges is very simple. It's not complicated.
Right.
Interpret the law.
Right.
Words have meanings. Wrestle with the intent of those words that were put there either by the legislature or, more particularly, by the people that passed and ratified the United States Constitution.
Follow the Constitution, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a historical nomination and potential appointment in that we could have a 5-4 originalist court that could really affect the interpretation of law for decades to come.
Yeah, and one of the big cases, of course, is the issue of abortion. Abortion has no basis in the Constitution whatsoever. There's no text, there's no history, there's no tradition that supports a so-called right to kill your unborn child. Same-sex marriage has no basis whatsoever in the Constitution of the United States. And guess who was the fifth vote on both of those cases, mm-hmm. The one in 1992 that reaffirmed abortion?
Kennedy.
And the one in 2015 that ultimately brought in the same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
And it's Kennedy.
But they have no business making those laws. That's the whole deal,
And that's why there's such a big controversy, since this is replacing Kennedy, who's been the big swing vote on those two critical issues and others. Then the left really is upset because their pet social issues of abortion, same-sex marriage, ultimately they see maybe going the way of being overruled. And when the Supreme Court ultimately gets to those two kinds of cases, there's no question that an originalist, a constitutionalist, could not in any stretch of the imagination support finding a so-called right to abortion or same-sex marriage.
And if Kavanaugh is who he appears to be, there are some abortion cases that will be coming before the Supreme Court as early as this coming June, isn't that correct?
That's right. There's big cases that are out there. One that was just recently decided in the Federal Court of Appeals, the judges 3-judge panel ultimately upheld the law or struck down the law in Alabama using the U.S. Supreme Court precedents. But in doing so, they chastised the U.S. Supreme Court, saying that this was an aberration, abortion was an aberration of constitutional law, and that they're not the Supreme Court. If they were the Supreme Court, they would overturn those aberrations of constitutional law.
And they make the case for it.
They make the case for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a case that just came down and was recently decided by the Federal Court of Appeals out of a law in Alabama. And the case has very good facts to overturn Roe. It's a case involving what's called D&E or dismemberment abortion.
Yeah.
Dilation and extraction. It's dismemberment.
It's just awful.
Where you rip off the body parts of the baby while the baby is alive. You rip off body parts of the baby. That law was passed in Alabama to prohibit that kind of an abortion. Reluctantly, the 3-judge panel upheld the ruling below, which struck down the law. But in doing so, they chastised the Supreme Court. And they said, we're not the Supreme Court. We have to follow the Supreme Court. But what the Supreme Court has done in the area of abortion, these kinds of cases, they are an aberration to constitutional law.
So we're praying, anticipating that Judge Kavanaugh will be on the bench October 1st when the Supreme Court goes back into session.
Yeah, the first Monday in October is when the U.S. Supreme Court comes back into session again. They'll be doing some work a little bit ahead of time the week before in terms of reviewing some cases to take or not to take. But that's when the actual session begins, the first Monday of October, and it goes all the way until the end of June 2019.
So there could be a vote within the next couple weeks.
There could be a vote within the next few weeks. That's right. The hearings began last week with the opening statement on September the 4th, followed by other hearings. It's possible that there could be another hearing or two. We have to watch and see how they schedule that. But the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote, and then the entire vote will be done by the U.S. Senate. At this stage, it appears that there's enough votes to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. And with the passing of John McCain, there needs to be another person appointed by the governor of Arizona to fill his position. Presumably, that person would vote in favor of Judge Kavanaugh. We don't know how that person will vote, but presumably they would vote in favor. Without that vote of McCain's seat, they still have enough. They would have 51-49. Without McCain, they would have 50-49. And then, of course, if it were tied, the vice president could break that tie. But we also have two other Republican senators that have been very strong advocates of abortion. So far, it looks like they are favorable, but we can't take anything for granted.
Well, right. And there could be a couple, you know, there could be there's a handful of potential red state Democrats that could flip and vote for Kavanaugh.
That's right.
Yeah, so in the meantime, we pray for the process and as well as Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, this has been a grueling time for him the last few weeks, as well as his family. He's been isolated, you know, from the outside, from his family, I believe. So we really need to lift him up in prayer during this time.
We sure do. This is a huge issue because the Supreme Court is like the big brother to all the courts in the country and to law schools. The example that it sets is ultimately taught in law schools because the Supreme Court decisions are taught to law students. And then the example it sets is followed oftentimes by state Supreme Courts, lower federal courts, and even other courts around the world. So this is a huge shifting of the U.S. Supreme Court, getting the court back to a position where it really is one of the branches of government and not the super branch of government, that it is part of the 3 branches of government designed to interpret, not make the law. The job of making the law has been delegated by the Constitution to the people through their legislative representatives and by constitutional amendment. Pray for this case. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have a special website dedicated just to this. It's lc.org/SCOTUS, lc.org/SCOTUS. That's where you can go to find out more about this confirmation process and particularly Judge Kavanaugh. Pray for Liberty Counsel. Remember to not only support Liberty Counsel, but pray for us as well. lc.org. You can click on the donate page for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.